BBC News with Eileen McHugh. The government of Togo says it has recalled its football team from the Africa Cup of Nations in Angola following a gun attack on the squad's buses on Friday. However, the head of football's world governing body, Sepp Blatter of FIFA, has said the tournament itself must still go ahead. From Angola, Alex Capstick reports.
A spokesperson for the Togo government has said it was necessary for the team to withdraw from the African Nations Cup because the players were in shock following Friday's dramatic gun attack. The players had earlier indicated their wish to go home following their harrowing experience on Friday. The team captain, Manchester City's Emmanuel Adebayor, went to see members of Togo's rival teams in Cabinda to explain their decision. It seems pressure was put on the players to change their minds. A high-level delegation, including senior Angolan government officials and the head of African football, Issa Hayatou, went to see them. But it appears the Togolese government has had the final say.
A television station in Pakistan has broadcast a video said to show the suicide bomber who killed 8 people at an American base in Afghanistan last week, including 7 CIA agents. Orla Geeran reports from Islamabad.
In the video, the Jordanian, who was dressed in camouflage gear, says he left behind his family and his clinic to join the militants. Humam Balawi says he was offered millions of dollars to spy on them by Jordanian and American intelligence services. Instead, he became a double agent plotting against them. Humam Balawi says he's seeking revenge for the death of the Pakistani Taliban chief Fethullah Masud. He was killed by a U.S. drone last August.
Security officials in Pakistan say at least 2 people have been killed in an attack by a U.S. pilotless plane or drone in the North Waziristan tribal district. One report said missiles struck a house that was being used by militants as a training centre near the town of Miran Shah. The head of Northern Ireland's devolved government, Peter Robinson, is under growing pressure to resign over allegations that he deliberately kept quiet about his wife's controversial financial dealings. Senior members of Mr. Robinson's party, the DUP, have said his position is untenable. His wife, Iris, has already announced her intention to quit politics, but as Mark Simpson reports, the party is demanding she resigns now.
Across Northern Ireland, senior DUP figures are consulting. They're talking informally to people in their constituencies about this week's revelations concerning their party leader's family. It's clear that Iris Robinson has no political future in the DUP. The Strangford MP announced last week that she intended stepping down on health grounds. Today it became clear that the party wants her out of office as soon as possible. But it's still unclear how the DUP views her husband Peter Robinson's future as leader.
World News from the BBC. A Bosnian immigrant to the United States, arrested in connection with an alleged New York bomb plot, has appeared in court to deny terrorism-related charges. Adis Medunjanin, who was arrested on Friday, pleaded not guilty to receiving training from Al-Qaeda and to conspiracy to commit murder abroad. A second man, a U.S. citizen of Afghan origin, has been charged with lying to investigators. A small bomb has exploded outside the Greek parliament in Athens. No one was hurt, but windows in the parliament building were blown out. Police were able to clear the area, which had been crowded with people, after receiving a telephone warning. The Greek authorities have blamed left-wing militants who have carried out several bomb attacks since riots in 2008. Unusually severe winter weather is continuing to disrupt daily life in many parts of Europe. Air travel is especially badly affected. Here's James Rogers.
Across Europe, the weather has hit transport especially hard. More than 200 flights from Frankfurt Airport in Germany have been cancelled. Thousands of homes in the south of France have been left without electricity after heavy snow brought down power lines. Britain is experiencing its worst spell of winter weather for 30 years. Unexpectedly high demand has forced some local authorities to ration the rock salt they use to keep roads free of ice. Supplies are running low. Sport has suffered too, with all but 2 of Saturday's matches in the English Premier League postponed.
Cuban officials have admitted that more than half of the water pumped through the country's supply network is being lost because of leaks and breaks in the pipes. In a rare admission of failure, Cuba said that makeshift repairs to the system had not been successful, and in some cities, water could be seen running through the streets. The Communist Party newspaper, Granma, quoted officials as saying that water supplies could be badly affected if repairs were not undertaken. BBC News.